Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio with me this morning, I have Amy Caldwell, the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Heartland CASA. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
I haven't had you on the show for a little while, so what's been going on at the CASA?
Well, I haven't seen you since September when we did our big fundraiser, which was a huge success.
That's a long time ago.
I know. Well, it's the holiday season, so everybody is busy, as you are, we are, and the needs just seem to increase around this time of year.
Well, let's talk about the giving trees that you guys have around town. What started the giving trees?
So we have two giving trees currently this year, and they've been going on for a while now. And it just started because we saw the increasing need that families that we serve have. And for a lot of the families that their children have submitted items to the tree, they are generally not ones that maybe got picked for Toys for Tots, because not everyone can be picked all the time. And in addition to having the trees at Christmas time, we have needs all year long. So sometimes the donations and items that come in with these trees can be used later on in the year for, say, a birthday gift for a child who's in foster care. Maybe they ended up and they got adopted and their CASA volunteer can come pick out a prize, something to really celebrate a monumental day in their life. Or maybe they're just having a rough day in court and, you know, is a really tough portion of the case. And maybe
they can't even imagine.
No, it's terrible that they even have to go through this. But sometimes, you know, the CASA can use a small little gift like that just to brighten their day.
This is something that just, it tears me up, but you guys are such a fabulous organization. How did you guys come up with the gift ideas on the tags?
So every single tag that we have out this year comes straight from the kiddos who are on our caseload. Their CASA volunteers asked them what their Christmas wish list was, what's something that they really wanted that they don't have access to, or maybe what's something that they need. You'll see a lot of different like clothing items for kids. That's something they don't always get. They get a lot of hand-me-downs, things like that. So maybe they really wanted a new Nike hoodie, or, you know, the younger girls, tweens, everybody loves that Stanley Cup or things like that. But every single tag came straight from the mouth of the kids. And some of them, you know, they've been through such a tough time. They're so humble and they didn't really give us a specific list. So I tried to put on the tags just a little bit about them, maybe something, one of their dreams or where they'd love to go to college, things like that. And those are great ways for people to kind of get creative and be expressive and choose a gift of their own or do something like a gift card that the children can use all year round if they need something, or maybe if they want to just be like their friends and go grab a smoothie at Sonic.
Oh my gosh. It's little things like that that just fill my heart with joy,
A lot of those things, we all kind of take that for granted as well. So.
Yes. That's really nice. Let's see. How did you choose what businesses to put the trees at?
So we have been very fortunate. Both businesses that we have our trees at this year, which are Texas T-Bone Steakhouse on South Locust and then Pizza Hut on Deers Avenue, they both have originally reached out to CASA and wanted to support our mission, wanted to help the kids in the community. So that's how we got set up with them, was that they reached out to us. This is our third year with a tree at Texas T-Bone and our second year with one at Pizza Hut. So we're very fortunate to have partners in the community who continue to want to give back, and we just can't say thank you enough for that.
That's amazing. And those are two great businesses. We're really fortunate that they get on board pretty quickly with our nonprofits and that. I love that. So what is the cutoff date for donations?
So we are accepting gifts for Christmas for the kids through December 31st. Most of our families know that, yes, your kids are getting something, but we wanted to extend that time frame just because the holidays can be kind of crazy. And also knowing that, like I said before, these donations can be used year-round, but our CASA volunteers, they will all come in and they will get to find the gift tag that had the child that they help has their name on it, and pick out those gifts for them. And then we have a lot of cases or a lot of families that we help that don't necessarily have a CASA appointed to them, but that's then what our office staff is doing, is watching their cases, making sure they have their needs met, and we'll distribute in that way as well. So
So if I go in there to either Texas T-Bone on South Locust or the Pizza Hut that's on Deers Avenue, mm-hmm. and I pick a tag off the tree, and then I go and buy what they wanted, what do I do with it then?
Great question. So it's set up differently at each business. Texas T-Bone is holding the presents there for us, and then they will do one mass delivery. So if you take a gift tag from there, bring your gift back to Texas T-Bone, they will reward you with a $15 gift certificate that you can use on your next visit. And then Pizza Hut, if you take a gift tag from there, those gifts will be delivered to the CASA office. They don't have the space to hold everything sure. for us. So deliver those to our office, which is 506 West 3rd Street. We are right next door to Sherwin-Williams. And then we have coupons from Pizza Hut that they gave us. You will get one free medium, one topping pizza.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, let me ask you a question just in case some of our listeners may not know what Heartland CASA does. Would you be able to tell our listeners what you do?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite things to do. So CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And what we do is we empower everyday citizens to be the voice for a child in court. We serve abused and neglected children in Hall, Hamilton, Howard, and Merrick counties, so that four-county reach. And really what a CASA does is gets to know that child, finds out all the, you know, major parties in their life, who's a good influence, who's a bad influence, ways that we can help, ways that we can make sure that they don't have to endure whatever kind of trauma they've already had to go through that caused them to be removed from their home. We don't ever want them to face that situation again. So a CASA helps fight for those needs of those kids, because a lot of times they don't have anyone who is in their corner.
It's nice to have an advocate. So how long has Heartland CASA been around our community? Do you know?
I know. I am pretty sure it was the 90s, and I want to say 1995, obviously much before my time. But to stand the test of time, we do have an advocate who has been with us for over 20 years.
Oh my.
She no longer serves on court cases, but she goes, if someone has something come up and they can't be in court, she'll take her time and go take notes at the court case, things like that. We have a lot of great people who have supported our organization for a long time, and we're just very thankful to continue to be a part of the Grand Island community, continue to get the support. It's been really, really great.
All right. And are you needing more CASAs?
We always need more CASAs. This year so far, we've just been kind of running the numbers as the year comes to a close, and we've helped over 107 individual children, which spans from around 50 different families. Some of the families have two kids, some have five. We've got one with eight.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just like, wow, that's a
lot. it's incredible. But unfortunately, you know, we've served 107. There's over 200 children in foster care in our four-county reach, and we don't have the capacity to serve every single one when we don't have the amount of volunteers that we need.
Right.
So we want to be able to serve everyone. So if you have a kind, compassionate heart and you want to help children, we'd love to talk to you, and we'd love to have you join our CASA family.
That'd be great. Should they call you or?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 308-385-5125, or you can get on to our website at heartlandcasa.org. There's an entire tab about volunteerism, tells you kind of the ins and outs, and you can submit a form straight from the website to come and
that.
See us. Yeah.
Well, let's sandwich this really quick again while you're here. about the Christmas giving trees. Go ahead.
Yes. So Heartland Casa has two Christmas giving trees this year, located at Texas T-Bone on South Locust and Pizza Hut Deers Avenue. We are accepting gifts through December 31st. All you have to do is pick a tag off the tree, purchase a gift, and then you are rewarded with a coupon to one or the other business, depending on where you pick your tag from. Donations can be dropped off at Texas T-Bone or at the Heartland Casa office.
Very good. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Public Affairs Program. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you for having me and Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Oh, you're amazing. And thank you for what you do. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.